This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Last chance for English magic in May. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast. Downloaded more than 50 million times, we believe in connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we learn what Christmas means to Jessica and how you can find magic in your life as an English speaker, plus a special chance to grab an early spot in our Power English Weekend. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, we are back on to talk about this event happening in Japan. Yes. At the end of May. Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. And you guys, this episode is very important because we are reminding you that time is running out.
Yeah, Jessica,
you
exactly.
You can hear it in my voice, how important this is.
This is urgent. This is urgent. Time is running out for you guys. So last Tuesday, we came on the show and we let you know that we had a special private opening of sales just for our listeners who attended our Power English Weekend in 2018 last year.
Yes.
And now those sales are closing. So your opportunity to get in, to get the first crack at those limited spots is going to be gone by tomorrow at what time, Jessica? When do sales close?
11:59. We'll say midnight. Midnight is the deadline, all right? Midnight, December 18th. And that's Tokyo time. We're focused on you guys, right? Yep. Japan time.
Yes.
So that is your last chance, you guys. So like right now, you need to go and grab your spot for whatever level you choose because it is going to be magical.
Exactly. It's going to be amazing. And guys, remember, if you are listening and maybe you're a new listener or you didn't join us last year, that is okay. You're going to have your chance at getting a spot too in January when we reopen sales. But for this special week, the sales have been opened by invitation only. That's why our listeners who came last year, you guys should check your email inbox. We'll send out another final chance today. Check your inbox and go ahead and grab your spot. So Jessica, yes. I mean, this is though right now, you know, it's holiday time. Right?
Yeah.
Christmas is coming. And what does this mean? You know, what do the holidays mean to you?
Christmas is the most magical time of the year. And for me, it always has been, literally. So there's this, I have a Christmas feeling. It's okay. This is weird, but stay with me, you guys. So Christmas gives me this, it is a magical feeling of hope and pure joy and looking forward to the future. All of those things wrapped up into one feeling. And I call it my Christmas feeling because I get this feeling on Christmas. Well, for the whole month of December, really. But sometimes at like random times throughout the year, I wake up with this feeling of positivity and magic. And that's when I tell James, I'm like, James, I woke up with my Christmas feeling this morning, and he knows exactly what that means. So, wow. And you know what? Like, he has the same thing. Literally, he prays to Santa sometimes. If he's worried about something, this is how important Christmas is to us.
Oh, wow.
And it's not about gifts. I mean, yeah, everybody loves presents for sure, but it is about this opportunity to slow down and reflect on your life and think about how amazing it could be, how amazing it is already, and what it's going to be like in the new year, right? Because it's like your last chance to be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing so well. How can I carry this forward? Like, how can I create this feeling more often in the new year? So it's like this amazing opportunity.
I love that. That is so cool. And it's so cool to know that it doesn't have to just be around the holiday season, right? We can have that feeling of magic any time of the year if we decide to have it.
Exactly. So guys, this is really the most important time to reflect on who do you want to be next year? You know, like if you get the Christmas feeling like I do, we want to have it more often. Or maybe you're not getting the Christmas feeling and I'm sorry, but how could you make that happen? So it's not just about Christmas, obviously, right? It's about creating space in your life for magic, for transformation. And no, it doesn't happen that easily, where it's not, you know, like you just wake up and like, I can speak English and I'm super confident now for no reason. Like, you do have to create the magic. You do have to create the space in your life for this transformation.
Yeah. It takes intentionality, right? It takes intentionality. And that means carving out, like you said, the space, the time. Maybe, you know, in this case, we're talking about the Power English Weekend. It takes the investment, right? Because you guys know that when you listen, you know, I can't count the number of emails that we get from listeners saying that since they started listening to All Ears English, their comprehension has improved so much. Just imagine if you took that to the next level and immersed yourself in a Power English Weekend, how much more your improvement would be, how much more that magical feeling would propel you forward. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I hear some of the same comments, Lindsay, from listeners talking about how motivated they are by conversing with us, but it's not truly conversing with us, but you can on this Power Weekend, you guys. You get to talk to Lindsay and I and spend the whole weekend with us with incredible learning activities and opportunities that we designed with this magic in mind. Like, we're going to push you for sure. That is how we break through whatever fear, whatever's holding you back now in English or in other areas of your life. That is our goal in creating this, is to push you through those barriers so you can experience what it's like to have that transformation. And once you've experienced it, guys, like, there's no going back. Like, it does go into every other aspect of your life as well.
Yes, it changes you. Exactly. I mean, just to go from, you know, the first evening of the program, especially when you join Kizuna, you get to join the informal happy hour, from that first time meeting us to meeting the other participants, to building those connections until the very end of the weekend, the izakaya, or if you're in the VIP plan, the walk and talk with us. You know, just seeing that progression, that amazing transformation that you do get in this Power English Weekend, guys, it is. We've seen it happen so far. If you came last year, you know how it works. And this year is your opportunity to step up and maybe move up a level, right? Challenge yourself more. If you tried out the light plan last year, maybe move up to the Kizuna plan. Grab your spot in there. It's limited.
You know, the Kizuna is really it's the best learning opportunity, you guys. I mean, from that informal happy hour that really sets you up, because you're already hanging out with native speakers in a bar with me and Lindsay. I mean, like, that is the best way to kick this off, because then you can relax. Then your mind is in the English zone, right? And then you're open to the next day. Like, you show up ready. You know what I mean? To that workshop, to that whole morning class session.
Yes.
And then to bookend that with the izakaya,
Like, oh my gosh.
How fun is that? Such and a good everybody day. Is like so relaxed and speaking English with each other. And it's so fun.
And to add to that, the 25 minute coaching slots, amazing. Right. The 1-to-1 coaching with us, with a member of our team. I mean, it is awesome. But let's talk about the hard skills, right? The clear takeaway. Yeah. What are our attendees going to come away with, right? Once they've completed this weekend, what exactly will they be able to do better?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there's a lot of things, but let's focus on just a couple things, right? So vocabulary, first of all. So, okay, how do we learn vocab? Everybody's like, maybe I can understand this, but I can't use it. This is how in the immersion weekend. So one of the favorite activities is the drama lab. You guys have heard us talk about it before, yes. But it's not just this experience of like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could act in English, which is amazing. But it's the vocabulary takeaway. So the way we've designed it is that you learn these idioms that are super native and natural that you'll have never used before in your lives, but natives use all the time. So mm-hmm. You learn this native vocab that you can't get anywhere else. And then we push you to then use it because that's the only way we learn.
Yes.
So, right? Like you get this vocab and then you actually use it in the drama lab. And it's funny to me that was like one of the biggest takeaways I saw, and the feedback was like, I learned these idioms so well just because of the drama lab. So wow. Vocab is a huge part for sure.
I feel like the drama lab is so famous among our community, right? Within our community, our listeners, they've heard about the drama lab because the drama lab was born in the Urban Immersion Adventures in Boston and New York. Uh-huh. And then we carried it over to the Japan program, guys. But it's the same core experience. You're there in this program with our native speakers, right? Participating directly with them, putting on a skit with them. As Jessica said, using those vocabulary words that you've just learned. And that's the way to solidify. So that, you know, next week you can go into that business meeting with your native speaking colleagues and really use them.
Right. Exactly. And again, like that is how the other native speakers are going to relax around you at work or in any sphere of life. If they hear you using the same English they use, right, then they're mm-hmm. like, oh. Like, I can talk to this person, right? Yeah. Instead of like standing back and thinking, oh, I can't talk because she won't understand me or whatever. Like, no, you want to have the confidence, but then give other people the confidence to talk to you, right?
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. That's kind of one of the flips that I think our listeners go through, or our attendees go through mentally, is realizing that they're on the same level with these native speakers. They can talk to them. They can initiate that conversation. There's no reason why they can't. Okay. I love that.
And like a huge thing, you guys, is being able to connect even through different accents. Mm-hmm. We had native speakers from Australia, the UK, Canada, the US. So it's not just like, I mean, you can understand Lindsay and I. It's fantastic. You listen to us all the time. And Michelle, right? Mm-hmm. We're super American. So you can also get a chance to experience English in other accents. And it sounds scary at first, but that's the point, is pushing through this fear. Because you know what, you guys? You are capable of so much more than you think. And it's just a matter of proving it to yourselves. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point, Jessica. I mean, I think that's one thing that makes this program in Japan a little bit different from the Urban Adventures in New York and Boston that we did is that all your native speakers are from different English speaking countries, not just the US. So you get that variety. So those listening skills is the other kind of hard takeaways that you guys are going to come away with, is that listening confidence.
Exactly. And you couple that with the ability to respond, right? So like, these are the two big fears, right? One, I can't understand the person and so my brain shuts down. And then two, maybe I can understand, but I don't know what to say. So both of those fears are tackled because like we talked about in the last bonus episode, there's no time to be afraid. So as soon as that person, that native speaker, no matter what accent, They're super nice. You want to talk to them. As soon as they talk to you, you don't have time to step back and like not say anything. That's literally not an option.
Yes.
So you, after responding quickly, spontaneously, flexibly, this is the English that you want to be speaking. And so when you are able to do that for an entire weekend, like there's no reason why you can't do that forever afterwards. Amazing. With clients, with friends, with new people you meet traveling.
Yes. And I love how our listeners came in with that attitude, right? Our attendees, they knew that this is what was going to happen. They came in ready for that. And that helped them to maximize the experience.
Totally. Totally. Yep. Exactly. Yep. And just one last thing, you guys, about just, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So the super VIP, this is something to check out because then you get that 1 hour walk and talk. Mm-hmm. And I had so much fun. It's just me and another student for a whole hour, just walking and chatting about life in English. Yep. It was super deep.
It's deep. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's another level. I remember I worked with, I think it was Keiko last year, and Ayano, I believe. And it was just amazing because these students were able to ask me questions that they didn't have a chance to ask. They wouldn't have been able to ask even in the Kizuna level, right? Right, or the light level, and a chance to really, I think depth was the point there for that. It's a different level of depth that you get to go to when you do choose the Kizuna VIP level. I love it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have a whole hour with Lindsay or I, I mean, the stuff comes up that you would never have a chance to talk about otherwise or never think about otherwise. Yeah. Right. And I could tell you, I think for both of us, we are open books.
Yeah.
And you can talk to us about anything. And we did last year and it was amazing.
Exactly. It's so cool. So we've opened up more spots for the Kizuna VIP this year, guys, because we know that a lot of you do want that chance on Sunday to come back, continue the weekend and go even deeper, much deeper than you could have during your 25-minute coaching or during any other part of the program. So guys, go over there. So remember, guys, today right now is going to be your last chance. Tomorrow, sales are going to close for this private launch or this private opening for the students who joined us last year. So check your email inbox right now if you joined us last year and go straight and grab your spot. Because after today, after what time again, Jessica? What time do we close?
Midnight, you guys. Midnight, December 18th. This is your last chance. So go, these spots are open to you guys first, right?
Yes.
So go and grab your spot for whatever you think is going to serve you the best. Grab your spot now. And then for everyone else who also wants to come, we want you there. So we are going to, again, open this up in January. So stay tuned for that.
So we can't wait to see you guys in Japan. Jessica, just talking about this is really putting a smile on my face again. There's something
I know
so special about this program, and we just can't wait. We can't wait.
It gives me the Christmas feeling, man. This is what I'm talking about. Like, so you guys can have a Christmas feeling too. There you go.
All right. This has been great. Can't wait for May 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's going to be incredible. I'll see you in Japan, Jessica.
All right. Oh, well, that's, I'm sure I'll talk to you before then.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Lindsay. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.